In this beginning part of our time together, I'd like to for us to focus on a few things. I say exercises that help us. And the first thing is an invitation. Would you pray with me as part of our time together? Let's invite the Holy Spirit. The song that we just sang was an invitation. Let's invite the Holy Spirit to come in and speak to us. I'll pause after this, and then we'll go into another little exercise, and we'll pause, and then finally we'll enter into listening silence. Join me, please. Come, O sovereign God, invade and inspire us with your wind and fire. Shake loose that which binds and consume that which competes, so that our tongues may be tuned to sing your praises. Enable us through your Spirit to reclaim the power of Pentecost. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. We begin now, Heavenly Father, by asking that you be here with us in your power. We open our lives to you, Holy Spirit. Come do in us what you wish. One thing that the Holy Spirit often does and is so faithful to do is to work in us to this end, to bring our lives into wholeness. And brokenness is basically where our willfulness or our sin interrupts God's Spirit power in our lives. And so in this next part, in preparing our hearts, let's confess together. Gracious God, we rejoice and praise you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. But as we celebrate the release of your power, we would confess our own lack of power. While our need is great for your Spirit, we frequently have not taken the time to ask or pause long enough to receive your Spirit. Tragically, we have often sought to do your ministry with our own might. Forgive our impatience and rebelliousness, efforts to run the church and your kingdom on our own. We acknowledge that our actions and attitudes have often grieved you and suppressed your Holy Spirit. Cleanse us from our sins so that we might be renewed and refreshed by this liberating gift of Pentecost. Hear us now as we continue to confess our sins and our needs before you. And we hold these up to you in silent prayer. We lift these things up to you. We understand, Heavenly Father, that to confess is to say the same thing as you say about our actions, our words, and intent. So we confess and say the same thing. We thank you for the fact that we, through Christ, can come and plead for your cleansing of our lives. We know that prophets of old spoke and wondered at what we often take for granted. Here in this age, when you've given us so much, your word, Old and New Testaments, your Spirit, the gift of your Holy Spirit, we pray that you would forgive our presumption, that you would startle us afresh with the mighty power of your sovereign will in our lives. In our efforts to be faithful and follow you, Christ, help us to not lose hope, especially when others in our world attempt to resist and reject you. Grant us courage to withstand these temptations so that we may bear witness to your Son, Jesus Christ, and the goodness that he's brought into our lives. Lord of power and might, grant us a courage that echoes the example of the early church who walked out and spoke and lived and ministered in the power of your Holy Spirit. unleash your power that we might speak and act with humble boldness. There are some words of assurance that we read in 2 Corinthians 3:17 through 18. Having prayed together, having confessed together, let us read these words of assurance. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we, with unveiled faces, all reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Praise be to God. We are being transformed. We are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory. It may not feel like it at times. Be aware of the big picture. Be aware of the big picture. God is at work in his church and in you and in me. Praise God for these words of assurance. Pray with me again. Sovereign Lord, your creating spirit moved over a formless void and brought into being the heavens and the earth. You formed not only land and animals, but also displayed a marvel in fashioning us each into your image. And we are grateful that you observed your creation and that you pronounced us included as good. We thank you that you saved for your highest joy us who bear your likeness. And we are thankful to you that your Holy Spirit has continued to create new life in us through your Son, Jesus Christ. For this we give praise to you. Here's where we begin to enter into a time of listening. I'd like to divide this up into two sections. Listen. If there is something for you, listen carefully for what Christ might be saying to you today. If there is something for the rest of us, hold that for a moment while we spend some time listening, and then I'll introduce our sharing. Would you read with me this about listening? But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Listening is important if this is true, that the Counselor, the Holy Spirit whom the Father sends, will teach you all things and remind you. Our listening is so important for that to happen. Let's listen. Dear Christ, we've tried to place ourselves in a frame and in a time where you can come and minister to your church. And we thank you for the promise that you gave of your Holy Spirit to dwell with us, to teach us, to instruct us, to encourage us, to bear us further in your kingdom work. And we pray that you would continue to do that as we wait with you. And dear church, we have a joy set before us, both prophesied by the prophet Joel and talked about it again in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 31. Would you read with me? And afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, your young men will see visions. For you can all prophesy in turn, so that everyone may be instructed and encouraged. Let us give ourselves to this listening prayer. And if there is some word that the Lord has shared with you, or it shares with you that you'd like to, that you believe is for the rest of us, I'm going to set the microphone right here and you can come to that.
I forgot to share earlier one thing that's probably the most important, and now I see why, because it fits in here perfectly. Several months ago, I had been praying and contemplating how I could do a better job serving the Lord. And I was struggling with that a great deal, and good friends of ours and invited us to go to a presentation, and there was a speaker there. And the speaker spoke on the idea of serving, and that we have all been prepared to serve over a number of years. Often when we think of serving, we think, oh, well, I got to go to Timbuktu or Zimbabwe or someplace to serve. But in reality, the Lord has been preparing us as Christians to serve where we're at. And we just need to recognize what that is. So I basically assessed, well, what has the Lord been preparing with me to do? And I thought, well, I was going to be a mechanical engineer and decided not to do that. I went into music, taught music for a number of years. That didn't work out. Did the musicals here for a number of years. And about that time, I thought, oh, yeah, he has been preparing me for do stuff, and he blessed me in those efforts. So I guess my word of encouragement or wisdom or whatever is, what we're doing is preparing us to serve. It's not necessarily grandiose. It may be minor, but it is significant. And we just need to exercise it. We need to test the waters as sort of what I'm going to be doing with these musicals and this drama is to test the waters. So I would encourage you that as the Holy Spirit prompts you to do whatever, thinking about what your skills are, what your abilities are, that is unique to you, that you may consider doing those to serve the Lord.
I continue to contemplate the word unity this morning, that us as Cherry Grove, we have that. And it's when I think of the word unity, it is something that is of going beyond our regular members that we see every day. It is an unconditional love that is infectious, something that can permeate a community, something that does not hold within walls. And I encourage that we would take this, like we would a seedling or a plant and culture it and prune it and help it grow and allow it to flourish the best it can and feed it. Yeah.
And I'm going to share from where, right where I am. I'm relying on your generosity to fill the barrel for the food bank.
And the only other thing I can do is to pick up the coats and deliver them to those who need them. So that's my service for now.
I'll be brief, but Rick, and it goes in line with what everybody's saying about unity and what we can offer and what we can do. And when we were praying earlier, God showed me a quick vision of a music sheet, a sheet of music. If you know me very well, I don't read music, so it doesn't do me any good. But what I saw that was the music symbols started dancing, and in line with what you said, Rick, your prayer, as you pray to seek for God to show you what it is that you can bring and you can offer as you've prayed throughout your life, to for God to show you that, God, as God showed me. We bring life. I mean, he brings life in us, but the music on a sheet is dead, and only when we speak it out and only when we sing it and rejoice is it brought to life, and it's brought to life towards heaven as we rejoice towards our King. A while back, a couple of years, there was a, I wish I remember his name, but there was a guy who he had said that he had died. He hadn't gone to heaven, and I went to see him speak. I can't remember his name, but in his speaking, he talked about when he was in heaven, he saw how everything there was alive. Everything had life. Wind had life. Tree. Everything that was there had life, and our prayers came up into heaven with life. And our music and our words and our songs came up to heaven alive. And I guess I just want to re-encourage you guys all that sometimes just speaking out the words in existence or taking action in a way that seems small and insignificant can be so much more powerful if it's presented with a heart and towards the source that we direct it.
Dear Lord, please give my friend Muriel's daughter, Melanie, the freedom, the strength, your blessings to assist her with her life right now, in which she is suffering with an abusive husband, an abusive relationship. Please assist her, be with her. I know you are, but let her see that. Thank you.
I'm holding this because it has many different colors all woven together to make something beautiful. To me, this represents our body here, but it also represents the church universal. Notice that there are tans and browns and pinks and blacks, representing all the different colors of those who know the Lord and who are part of the church universal. the church that was born on this day many, many, many years ago. As we allow the Holy Spirit control of our lives, He builds our church out of individual people. And He has given us the responsibility to reach out, to share Jesus with others. If necessary, use words. Our lives preach the gospel to those with whom we come in contact. As we share our love for one another and our love for those who perhaps are not, who are marginal, who have not had the privileges and benefits that we have, we express the love of God and His Son to those who have not previously known Him. So let's do it. Let's obey the Holy Spirit and let Him heal the broken places in our lives that we might share healing with those with whom we come in contact.
I do not know the address to this scripture, but it says something like, "But it is God who works in you, both to will and to do, according to His good purpose." And I think about what Johann said and what Rick said, that no matter what it is you do, whether in your own eyes or in someone else's eyes, how big or little it may seem, if it's God that's doing it through you, think how amazing that is. God is doing it through you.
The Lord's been teaching me something recently about life-giving words and just affirmation of what Johann was speaking about and that vision a man had of heaven and our prayers being alive and life-giving and the tree of life and the river of life. And I think as God works in our hearts and matures us, He wants us to speak life into others. And I've been learning this. Sometimes it's easier to do in certain circumstances than others. And the hardest time sometimes is when you're with people that are familiar, like your family, and it's easy to get negative, for me at least. And I have to remind myself that my purpose is to speak life and blessing and words of encouragement and to radiate that spirit of Jesus. I was just this morning with a group of 16 to 22-year-olds. They're all lifeguards. We had to do this mandatory lifeguard training. And there's so much positive energy. You could just feel the life. These people wanted to save lives. One of the people testified that while she was off duty, somebody fell and was turning blue, and they performed CPR, and another fireman happened to be there, and together they saved this woman's life. And others just were surrounded with positive energy that is conveyed by the Spirit of Christ within us, I hope. And so I just want to speak this word of encouragement, of life-giving and blessing and positivity that God's teaching me.
Lord, we have heard about your calling on our lives, that you have great intent for us, each one. This gives us hope that we have something to offer. We are often conscious that in our own resources, we feel inadequate to that call. So we seek for the filling of your Holy Spirit, your Holy Spirit who is more than adequate. Your servant Paul could say, your power worked powerfully in him. We pray that you would grant in us a daily dependence that changes our human efforts into a cooperative venture with you. We ask this, great Holy Spirit, mighty Heavenly Father, and dear Son. Amen. I'd like to invite our worship team to come. They're going to close with us in a song, but I would like to have you, as they come, join me in a prayer that we read aloud together as they come. By the fire of your Spirit, O God, forge us into one church, many and different people, together in Christ's embrace. Set our hearts aflame with a love for the truth and the desire to do your will, that our witness to Christ may burn brightly in lives of joyful discipleship. Keep us faithful in your service until Christ comes in final victory, and we shall feast with all your saints in the joy of your eternal realm.